Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Okay, let's see. So, Shannon Sharp has been... Let's see, the case was settled out, but yet he... Oh, him and ESPN are parting ways. Honestly, Shannon's too old to be doing a lot of this stuff that he does, man. I think, you know, somewhat he knows that this is making him popular, but at the same time, it just goes to show, it doesn't surprise me what he does. Usually it's about how we, the society, respond to these kind of things. Gee, I guess the same way we do. Maybe we should elect him to public office after all. I mean, it is a rape charge, right? Whatever. Welcome to the J-Man Show here on
J360 Radio!
Hey, how's it going, J360 Legion? What is happening? Yeah, sometimes I do alternate between the classic theme and the new theme, and that was the new theme you heard, but both of them were made by a good friend of mine who actually helps keep J360 Productions running. Shoutouts to Morbs, and also shout out to Ebotica for being a part of the J360 Legion membership on Ko-fi. I really appreciate the love, y'all, and you know that's going to keep the business flying, so thank you. Thank you a lot. Alright, as we get started on all this right now, this is episode 365, so I guess we can say that this was a year run of all this stuff now. All the shows combined equals to the amount of a year. You know, I think that's pretty neat, man. You know, the fact that we have been running for so long and that, you know, even with the new updates that are coming your way, things are just getting better all the time. So we just gotta keep on riding and making it happen, you know? Speaking of which, though, yes, I know, I said hard R, in case any of y'all on YouTube and stuff, but then again, I thought hard R meant remedial and not, you know, the other kind of thing. Either way, it is criminal to say, but, you know, we're all adults here, my demographic is adult, so I'm not trying to hide the fact that that exists. So, let's go ahead and be perfectly honest, it was a alleged, you know, no, actually it was sexual battery and abuse. Yeah, sexual assault, actually. Well, we could just... I don't know. How do you talk about that subject? Understanding that you're adults, guys. I mean, it was allegedly sexual abuse and rape charges, so... But this was settled out of court. And like I said before, it doesn't surprise me what Shannon Sharp does. Matter of fact, it doesn't surprise me what a lot of celebrities are doing nowadays. I mean, all the stuff's just coming out of the woodwork, but... It's not like they'll see any time for it. It's not like, you know... Anything is ever really going to be a hard punishment. I think the last celebrity we did a harsh punishment to when it came to circumstances like this was R. Kelly and maybe Harvey Weinstein to a point. But Harvey's about to go back into retrialing or something. His defense said, like, you know, there's evidence that actually goes against all this stuff. It's like, when you think about it, you know what you did. You know how you went about things. You know how certain scenarios went down. It's not a good look at all, let alone your image, let alone, like, all the stuff that's going on around here. You already got money and fame. Like, what more do you want? But then again, it just goes to show that all the money in the world and all the fame in the world can't hide those insecurities and all the other stuff. You gotta act like you run and own everything, man. It's really a shame, too. But, you know, it's kind of the same way with everybody talking about Stephen Colbert and, you know, all the stuff that's going down with him. Like, somebody talked to me long ago about that, and, you know, I'll be perfectly honest with you. He never did anything to me, but he must have done a lot to some of y'all. I mean, like, far as I know, him and anybody else on Late Night, you know, they have their format, their scenario, and, like, when they talk about what's going on in the world, you know, that's part of their monologue. You even had Jay Leno come out of the woodwork saying, like, no one wants to be lectured to. I'm like, psh, man, you've been lecturing people for, like, well over 20 years. I remember his monologues and all that kind of stuff, and his stand-up comedy and stuff. Technically, stand-up comedy is monologuing, if you think about it. You know, it's not just knock-knock jokes and all that kind of stuff. Yeah, I'd like to see one that did an actual knock-knock joke in a long time, because the joke's on us, because this person thinks he's a comedian. Or like some of them comedians that didn't make it so hot, they go ahead and they do podcasts and then tell you a whole bunch of stuff that obviously came out of 4chan and then think that's news and then go ahead and make the deep state real, but you know. None of that happened, right? I mean, it's not like we're running around with neo-racism and conspiracy theorists. Oh, yeah, wait. Yeah, this is that other 2025. That 2025 when everybody was a reasonable adult and stood on principle and was about something. That's a whole different thing that really has nothing to do with what we're doing now. It makes you wonder that sometimes, man. I mean, like, when you think about it. But, you know, a lot outside of a lot of ridiculous celebrities, though, there has been a lot of celebrity losses that have taken place. I mean, with Malcolm Jamal Warner, Ozzy Osbourne, Chuck Mangione, and that's just to name a few. Like, I mean, a lot of people are just going, you know, they're dying. They're just leaving us now, going on to a new world and all. But, you know, as they are going to the new world and stuff like that, you know, some of us, you know, you celebrate them, and then you mourn for them, which is the human thing to do. It's good to mourn, because some people don't know how to grieve, you know. But then there are some people that profit off these people's death, and they go ahead and they do these long video essays, and some of these video essays are just run-of-the-mill and really had nothing to do with any of the person's legacy at all, and then they go ahead and they bring up the controversies of the person, because, you know, the controversies sell more than how the person actually lived their life. You know, and I look at that crap on YouTube from time to time. I'm like, really? Really, though? You had to bring all this stuff out? Why couldn't you just grieve for them, listen to their music, and, you know, understand what they're about and things? You know what I'm saying? But it's like this, though. In the industry, people will care about you, you know, whether you're in trouble with the law or when you're dead. They don't care about you when you're alive. You know what I'm saying? And when people start saying all of these things and all these horrible things at worst, it makes you wonder, what are they going to say about you when you go? Like, think about it. Like, what exactly are they going to say about you when you go, huh? Probably not much. Or, you know, you might have some of the people be like, oh, you know, he was all right, dude. You know what I mean? He was something. Who are we talking about again? See, stuff like that. That's why sometimes, you know, dealing with the human race can be really taxing on the soul sometimes. Let alone the mind. The mind, you know, you try to protect your mental health at all times about that stuff, because people are draining. And, like, you know, we never run out of people being ignorant to each other, starting stuff with each other, causing problems to each other. And that's not even being a celebrity. You don't even have to be a celebrity to do that. You know? I remember growing up dealing with a lot of this wild stuff and just always thinking that things could be a lot better than what it needs to be, and always thinking that, you know what, this person doesn't have what I have or whatever, but I don't need to ostracate them and make them feel bad about anything, or I don't need to go ahead and say something about them to make myself feel superior, you know? It's just weird to me these days, man. And then, you know, like, certain people that talk too much, and you can tell they do, is because when their dirty laundry comes out, they'll be the first ones to sit there and say a whole lot of, you know, a whole lot of, well, you know, it's taken out of context. There is no taking out of context when all that stuff is right there. And at the end of the day, if you know that you are a certain way when you have, like, certain spirits and stuff happen to you, like, say, like, if you're drunk and then you got caught in a compromised position, maybe you should stop drinking. Huh? Or, you know, getting high or whatever. Oh, yeah, I remember that era when everybody was all about the stoner life, and now that this stuff is technically legal, you know what I mean? Got a lot of restrictions on it, but technically legal now, you know, now nobody wants to be one anymore. Or they over there trying to say, like, oh, well, we're not about that, and, you know, gatekeeping in the stoner verse of things. Yeah. It's just wild. Or, you know, my all-time favorite, you know, living in this life, where, you know, you're a grown adult and you handle your own problems and your own situations, but then the older generation, which, because, you know, they don't have to go through this and inflation was reasonable in their time, and they over there flexing about their third house they done bought, or flexing about, like, how retirement has been good to them and stuff. Some have, even though, like, Trump and company kind of want to mess with that stuff unless you're a billionaire. It's wild to me because, you know, they flex on you, but at the same time, you're working, you're doing what you got to do. Then they get mad at you when you don't even need them. You know, well, they'll be like, ooh, well, you know, I need your help. I mean, I need you and all stuff like that. Where have you been at? I was at work. What are you talking about? I was at work. What are you mad about? You know? I remember having one of those scenarios dealing with somebody in my life, too. I was like, but you see, that's where you got to show, like, where you have patience and stuff like that. You know, you got to have this real, real strong root of patience when dealing with people. Because sometimes the older generation don't remember as well as they should. And, you know, you point out to them, and then they got the nerve to be mad at you when you hold them to scale and hold them accountable. It's not much different. I used to always say, like, you know, we never run out of short supply about doing that to one another, because I think people just act a certain way when they, you know, either make a certain amount of money, or they get a certain amount of attention, or they, you know, again, don't want to be held accountable for something. But they don't. But heaven forbid you hold them accountable, but they'll hold you accountable. It gets weird to me with that. That's why you just got to do your own damn thing. You know, don't worry about pleasing people, because let me just say this. You know, I've patched up a lot of things with my mother and my father. You know, I forgive them for a lot of things where they failed at, where, like, there were times they gave me advice and the shit didn't work. I'm just being honest. But the truth is that, like, the situation was different at the time. And, you know, you forgive them and you go ahead and handle the situation in your own way. You know? But, my God, you know, we all, like, a lot of young kids have that idea where they know that this advice that you give is just not going to help. You know what I'm saying? It's wild, too. It's like, you'll figure it out. I was like, well, you know what? Me getting myself together, how can I get myself together when you couldn't even get yourself together to explain what you were just talking about to me? Wild, right? Yeah. But you know what, though, outside of that, I love my parents dearly, and, you know, they're people, too. That's when you got to look at the older generation and say, you know what, they're people, too, they're not going to understand this, but I understand it, because I see it every damn day, I'm going to go solve this problem. So that's what that usually is. And, you know, you're seeing all this tone deaf stuff out here, you're seeing, like, more and more content just telling you terrible, terrible advice, enough to make me want to throw up in my throat, man. I'm like, oh Lord, this is who did you listen to this week on any of these social media networks that gave you some I almost said it. I'm trying to work on my cussing and stuff these days, you know, but you know, who gave you that bullshit language? That stuff is terrible, man. I mean, like, and you see it all the time with relationship advice. You know, like people getting all pissy about things or saying, like, it didn't work out and all this kind of stuff. But it's like, you know, if you pay attention to what's going on around you and you be aware that, you know, sometimes things just don't take, much like a job, you know, you just got to keep on moving. I mean, you can get mad, but you got to keep on moving about things. You know, it's just like when I sent that song out to everybody that was called Moving. I'm moving on. I'm not dealing with none of that crap anymore. I'm not listening to so-called YouTubers. I'm not listening to so-called experts in the field. I'm not listening to none of that noise because it's static. I'm just staying on my own page here, doing what I got to do. And things are looking good. The shows have been phenomenal. And a lot of people have been paying attention to the Ko-fi. In addition to, like, you know, other areas of growth. And I gotta say, you know, I'm loving every damn bit of it. That is pretty much what it is. And I do my best to not be tone deaf. I do my best to be open to, like, what some of you in the audience or some of my friends who actually are, you know, staying in the creator game like me. I listen to y'all. You know what I mean? Because you guys are in the real world, too. You know what's going down. And if there's something that I don't agree with, well, you know what? I disagree. And you'll be able to take it, and I'll be able to take when you disagree with me. That's how it should be. With no scrutiny, with none of this other kind of stuff, you know? But if things work like the way they were supposed to, you wouldn't be so soaked up in false idolization of celebrities and all these other kind of things that go down, you know? I mean, we went through a lot of passage where people were canceling people just for having a different point of view. Or, you know, let's use another example right now. Hulk Hogan, for instance. Hulk Hogan recently passed away not too long ago. And things are just as polarized as they always been surrounding that man. You know? And I'll tell you this, though. I used to watch Hogan Knows Best. And the reason why, because I thought Hogan was hilarious. But I had a crush on Brooke Hogan at the time. I mean, she was fine. I liked her, boy, you know? I was like, hey, if I lived in Florida, you know, I would have had a, you know, I would have took her out, too. I wouldn't care if Hogan said the N-word and all that crap. I ain't hanging around him all the time because I'd be looking at, hey, Hogan, I'm the N-word that plowed your daughter and took her to Pound Town every time. You know, no offense to anybody who's listening, but, you know, when it comes to dating a hottie like that, you know, what else you think I'm going to do? Oh, we just going to lay with our clothes on? Please. But I'm telling you this right now. Outside of watching that, that's Hogan in his latter phase. But I've seen Hogan during the late 80s and the early 90s and everything. You know, even when he turned heel to lead the NWO as the third man. Like, he's an icon just like my fave Macho Man was, you know? But it's not to say that the man didn't have demons. Quite a lot of people, whomever you could think of lacing up those wrestling boots for our entertainment and stuff, they could be one or two ways. There could be a lot of good with them on camera, but behind the scenes, they go through a lot of terrible things. Some of them probably are penniless. Some of them probably, well, you know, because they waste the money on other things. Or, you know, some of them have difficulty reconnecting with their kids. It could be a lot of stuff when it comes to, you know, wrestling and all. And, like, when you really, really think about it, it's just like, much like anything else, let's just say this. Did he do steroids? Yes, he did. Obviously. Look at him. Look at it. Look at his physique, man. You know, the 24-inch pythons and everything. Like, look at him. You know, from the 80s to the 90s to everything. I mean, you can work out, you can take your vitamins, say your prayers all you want to, and really take care of yourself and stuff, but some of that bulk right there is definitely, you know, from enhancements. Let's put it that way. But you see, like, anything else, that's not just the only thing about him. I mean, Hulk Hogan the character was amazing. But you see, like, if it's Hulk Hogan, the man who was all about image and wouldn't bring wrestlers over, or, you know, all those other controversies that a lot of wrestlers talk about on their podcasts and all, you know, it's a little different. Like, everybody has a different story of Hulk Hogan, and everybody has a different reaction about Hulk Hogan. And keep in mind, I'm not even talking about the Gawker Media stuff. You know, I'm not talking about the voicemail where it's, you know, he said the N-word and stuff like that, and he wasn't happy with his daughter being with a brother and things. But, you know, among other things, when you think about it, you see, the man wasn't perfect. But you can't knock the fact that he was an icon at the time. You know what I'm saying? And see, the best thing you could do about that kind of stuff is just don't support him. Just don't buy the Great American Beer. Don't do none of anything dealing with Hulk Hogan. And maybe you'll be fine. But then again, a lot of wrestler fans are out there. A lot of people love the early days of the rock and wrestling era. And he was the face of that era. You know? Much like how Stone Cold was the face of the Attitude Era, and John Cena was the face of Ruthless Aggression. I mean, when you think about it, each and every single era of wrestling, especially in WWE, had the people who were the faces of it. Like, when you look at Sting, you think of WCW, don't you? I mean, some of y'all that come around later could think of TNA and all that stuff, but I'm talking about some of you old school ones like me, you know, some of y'all that experienced, wow, we kind of experienced three different eras, if you think about it. But some of y'all experienced a lot more because of independent wrestling and the territories that are coming back. I mean, things are different. But, you know, at the end of the day, you couldn't go nowhere without seeing Hulk Hogan's face around, especially when it was WWF related and then later on WCW related, you know? And see, when it comes right down to it, the man is dead. No matter how you like it, the man is dead. He's not coming back. It is over. Whatever the cause of death may be. Because I had somebody in my family come up and say, like, hey, all them steroids, what you think? I never watched wrestling, never got into it. But yet you commented, Unc. Why did you comment on this? You know what's funny about this? He's supposed to be a man of God and he commented on this. That is really messed up. I'm like this. Just like when Macho Man died, I gave him his due. But see, the thing about it is, Macho Man had his own demons. He wasn't perfect. And then the Ultimate Warrior. Oh my God, the Ultimate Warrior was an asshole. Yes, he was. A lot of things that the Ultimate Warrior does. Well, not on the same level as Hulk Hogan, mind you. But they were crazy enough. And the thing about it is, you know, we forgave him. And then as soon as he got into the Hall of Fame for WWE, the man died not too long afterwards. So he made his peace and all that kind of stuff. And for once, we could actually understand the man. If you think about, like, his Hall of Fame speech and everything. Destrucity! No. That was one of his crazy man movements then. But there were times where, like I said, had his demons. But, you know, a lot of us forgave him for things. And we moved on. And the same thing for, like, Hulk Hogan. Can we forgive him? Can we go ahead and say, like, you know, he did what he did and all that kind of stuff. But at the end of the day, you know, it is what it is. We ain't worried about that. And Brooke went off to marry some other person and stuff. And, you know, the man probably, I mean, he did apologize to Mick Foley, too, for, like, a lot of the comments.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
He said and whatever. So, I mean, you could look at that and it's like, maybe he did try to redeem himself. But then again, this also comes into play. And I know some of y'all will be like, let me get it right. He is a Trump supporter, Jay. He all about MAGA. He pushed for the man and everything. Well, yeah, that's one thing I can never really look at him as and say, like, he's a hero to me, you know? Only thing I can look at Hulk Hogan at that time and say, like, my God, you are really on your last legs out if you think that old Trumpenstein is going to do something for all of us and everything. But you see, the thing about it is, we're all right, right? He's not here with us anymore. And even then, that's not that era of Hogan that I actually respect. The era of Hogan I actually enjoyed was the entertainer. Not the political one. Not all this other kind of stuff. And it's just one of them kind of things where it's like, you know, he's dead. And it's over with him. He ain't got to worry about none of this stuff. So that goes to show any of that big beautiful Bill or whatever the hell, all that kind of stuff, is not going to affect him at all. He's dead. You know? Now, when it comes right down to that, though, it's just like, how many of y'all have looked at other wrestlers that, some of them that were notorious for certain things that went wrong, are you going to look at them as, like, penalized and throw shame on them when they're, you know, dead? Or are you going to forgive them and just move on and stuff? It's one of them kind of things, y'all. I mean, like, I know some of y'all have a hard time with that and everything. And nobody said you should forget it, though. I mean, if somebody is... See, it's like this. If somebody did something wrong to you and stuff like that, forgiveness is supposed to be the strength that helps you get through things. You know what I mean? You come to terms, you move past them, and you never have to deal with them again. It's kind of like people from my high school and stuff like that. I've seen a lot of people from my high school that look like life just really kicked the living crap out of them and all, whereas I'm doing great with myself, and I got a pretty cool production company, and everything just shaping up and doing better for me. So you know what? At the end of the day, the bill came through. You understand? But you got a lot of people that wreck themselves and thinking they're getting revenge against people and stuff. Or sitting there trying to do the Max Cady thing against people that did them wrong. And that's, I think that's primal fear, isn't it? Is that primal fear? Or is that fear? Like, it's one of those revenge movies and all. But the thing about it is that guess what? You just can't. You know, there's other ways of revenge. Do you see what I'm saying? That's my whole point about all of that right there. And it's just like, it's really going to mess with you sometimes when you think about it. Because it messes you up. If you really are good at what you do, you don't worry about the band that you used to work with. Because guess what? If you went to go do your own solo journey and stuff, people are going to come see you. They ain't even think about the damn band anymore. Or, if they do work with people in the band and everything else, they're going to be like, wow, things were a lot different when so-and-so left. It's one of them kind of things. And I'm talking to those of you creators out there. Trust me, I had a lot of those hang-ups too, you know. But I let them go, you know. And after a while, it doesn't even matter anymore. It's just like, you know, certain shows I'll never be a part of. Certain people I'll never work with again. And for the right reason. It needed to be done. And all I can do is start fresh. But then when you think about it, though, let's see. And those of you really, really concerned about, like, certain things like this and stuff, I think some of y'all are interested in, like, the struggles of all these artists and celebrity passings and all that kind of stuff. Because it's not you. You know what I'm saying? Because it's not you. Right? You're not, you might be going through things, but when you see them go through things, you feel a lot better about yourself, don't you? That's what that is. That's that short-term pleasure because you feel good about their downfall and stuff. It's kind of like when, anytime the Paul brothers show up, and you know, they get checked for their behavior or whatever, or like, what was that one guy that was traveling to different countries and just offending people all the time? Johnny Somali, something like that. Yeah. It was funny, and it felt good to see, like, those people coming around and punching him out because, you know, that was retribution for him being disrespectful to their country. I get that. But, you know, there's just another way to go about things, and then there's times where it's like, hey, you know, I ain't even got to pay this person any attention and stuff. It's kind of like when you look at, for example, any of the things from the Locale podcasts and stuff, like, it makes you feel good because guess what? You're not at a point where you have to work for Keemstar, you know? It's one of them kind of things. You feel good about yourself at that point. I know what you're saying. But really thinking about it from time to time, though, the best way to handle things like that is just don't give them a time and attention. You know? But as I go about saying these things, I just find it that, you know, with Shannon Sharp and what he done did, that's not the only thing. The year still has more or less, what is it, let's say 4 more months left in the year? Yeah, we ain't entirely done yet. We just got to see exactly what goes down. And the reason for that pause is because I keep forgetting that it's like July 31st. Man, July didn't stay in no time, did it? And that's good, though, because I want the Eagles back. I mean, I love the Phillies and everything, and I'm hoping we get up there and, you know, get that trophy that we rightfully deserve. But I'm ready for football. And then not to mention, I'm also ready to see if, oh, dear God, I'm hoping that the Sixers are ready to go again because, you know, I just want the basketball chip to be ours, you know? Just bring it back to Philly. Just get a squad. Get the team together. Hey, I'll sign up too. I mean, granted, you know, my knee might blow out by the time I go ahead and be on the bench, but I mean, it's a, see what I'm saying? Now I got to work on that forgiveness too, don't I? See what I'm saying? Oh, last season was inexcusable, man. Oh, Jesus Christ. But I just let y'all know about that. But yeah, here's the thing though. A lot of big things are happening for J360 Productions now. I mean, I know a lot of y'all were like, when's the power play coming back? Alright, I got a section for when the power play is coming back, and that will be during fall time. Yeah, we've been having a lot of good weather lately. We've been having a lot of other things, and I've been going to different events for the day job and all, so I haven't been able to kind of settle down and take care of some other stuff. But the power play comes back in fall, so you guys will be looking forward to that, and this is the perfect time for me to bring that show back because, man, oh, the PlayStation 3 died. It don't work no more. The one I had is gone! And then all of those games that I was reviving and everything, I was practically getting my PlayStation 3 library back, and you just can't win, man. Not with that system. I mean, you can, but all this dust caked up in it, and I wasn't able to clean it in time, and then all of a sudden, the hard... Oh, God. It was a little mixture of the hard drive and the motherboard, and they just said, forget you, pal. Damn! Yeah, it was something, but hey, it doesn't matter anymore, because I got two new PlayStation 3s, and I'm ready to work. So, I'm able to take care of all that stuff right there. And before some of y'all say, well, how come you don't have a PlayStation 4? I do have one. And it'll appear on the show, too. And then, you know, a lot of y'all also asked me, by the way, my phone almost went off, but some of y'all also asked me, well, what about the PlayStation 5? I got two of those, too! That's going to be taken care of! But you see, there's something about when you play your retro games, and I mean, like, granted, it's like 20-year-old equipment and stuff, but I think the PlayStation 3 is around that age. You know, either way, it's in the double digits. You know, you work with what you have. You know, you do the best you can. You ride it until the wheels fall off. But, yeah, I love that system, though. I mean, think about it. You had the Resistance Trilogy. You had the Killzone Trilogy. You know, if you were lucky enough to score Dragon Ball Z Budokai HD, you were able to get Budokai 1 and Budokai 3. And then you were, you know, and that's just to name a few. You had some good Spider-Man games, but you also had, let's see, they had Marvel vs. Capcom and all that stuff released around that time. Marvel vs. Capcom 3, I mean. And then you also had, God, what was the other one? Because they stealthily released a few things, too. That was the first time they even brought Marvel vs. Capcom 2 back by itself, and that was amazing. And then, of course, let's see, Final Fantasy games. And I'm just going off my memory here, what I had. And, you know, like, playing the Final Fantasy 13 trilogy was different, but it wasn't that bad, though. And I also had, like, my HD remake of Final Fantasy 10 and 10-2, which, oh, man, I want to play them now, you know? But, yeah, like, I got lots of gaming content to bring y'all away and stuff, and You'll know, and as we get all these things together, I am bringing back Halo Nights and stuff. Let me just tell you this, like, you know, when I lost that Halo event, it doesn't hurt me. But the idea is, though, I'm not going to let the series die just because some jackass had a problem and stuff like that. And, you know, to this day, when I think about a lot of things, right, I think at the end of the day, that was made for people to actually come together and play games during the pandemic. Like, when we had that pandemic, that was a lot of stuff that went down. But, you know, we all came together. We were gaming. We were having a good time. And I know a lot of us are, you know, we in our getting settled in our own ways and our 40 ways and stuff nowadays. But we could still play those games and stuff. Can't nobody stop us except for, you know, well, can't nobody stop us except for, like, when we don't pay the bill or anything. Right? Or can't nobody stop us if we don't have Xboxes and stuff anymore? We should be gaming and having a good time and at least trying to make this life livable, you know? So I'm going to do that again. And it's the perfect time to bring all this stuff back. You know? And then, of course, that's a J360 TV presentation in addition to Jams TV and a certain other show that you guys don't know about, which may come back. But I got to go ahead and talk to the people that I'm going to have appearing on it. And for those of you that have been wondering, can you call in? Can you join in? Oh, you'll see. So that's a lot for all of you out there and everything. But, you know, a lot of y'all have been asking me also, will J360 Radio continue? It's not even in trouble. Yeah, that stays, you know? Shoot. But trust me, if I ever had to consolidate, you'll be the first ones to know. But I have to also mention this. We are not using any of the meta devices or social media for a lot of our main conversations. I mean, you guys can converse. You can send me messages and stuff if you want to. But a lot of the main conversations are happening on ko-fi.com/J360Productions. You know, you will have to register in order to follow and all. But you see, that's where a lot of everybody's seeing everything over there. You get not only the public-facing links, but you get a lot of the ad-free presentation links. In addition to, like, you know, different kind of concepts that people don't see on YouTube, Mixlr, or, you know, Red Circle and all that jazz. And like I say, you all have a direct conversation with me and anybody else that's working in the J360 production staff. So it's very, very important. And there's a strict, and there's not a strict, there's a good reason for why it exists. Now, if you do want to donate, however, you can donate either $5, $10, or $15. You can even go $20 if you want to. I'm not going to go any lower than $5. And you see, if you want to pay your membership for a J360 Legion membership, where you get all of the content, all the ad-free, and access to all of the behind-the-scenes and everything, you can only pay $5 a month. I'm not raising the price, baby. $5 a month. Which is $60 a year. You know, I had it my way. I wish I would go for the 60 yearly package, but they're only allowing me to do monthly. But hey, it is what it is. And let me just tell you this, though. It helps keeping J360 Productions afloat. And, you know, it's entirely up to you on how you want to enjoy the content, because everything is over there, all links included. You'll get the ad-free option, and you'll get the public-facing ones with the ads. So, like I said, I want to bring everybody together. I want this to be full circle. And you see, now that I don't have distractions and all sorts of other things in the way, I can give you the real J360 Productions. So it all makes sense, you know? And not to mention, a lot of the latest news is there. And as far as I'm concerned, the news is always free. So you're not, you don't have to pay for the news. Like, when I go ahead and I let you guys know what's happening here, or when the next Jams episode is, whether we're making changes to the timeline or not, you know, no, you get all that stuff for free. Yeah, I remember people asking me about certain things, like, well, why should I? Why? Well, here's the thing. It's an option, isn't it? But you don't want to miss out, you know? And like I said, the old ways are no more, and for those of you wondering if you should keep following the social media, I think you should do that, yeah. I think you should, because guess what? You're going to get reels, highlights, but as far as like in-depth conversations and all that stuff, not really. Yeah, I got tired of it, y'all, because when they blocked out that live stream that I had prepared for you guys for J360 Jams 116, and they had the nerve to ask me to boost the post, or they had the nerve to also tell me about the Meta Verified, you know, for $42 a month. I'm like, damn, trying to rob you without a gun. I mean, all that finessing going on. And I know Zuck doesn't need the money. And then again, I mean, maybe he does, because, you know, that whole metaverse thing really blew up in his face. Eh, whatever. But the point is, shoot, let Trump cut him a check. I mean, after all, they're friends now, among other things. It's just, it's really, really crap when it comes to capitalism right now. But anyway, I could go all day with that, but I wanted you guys to understand exactly where I'm coming from regarding J360 Productions, its growth, the power play, and, you know, Project Conference is coming back in this upcoming month. So we just got to go ahead and make sure, like, you know, things are really rolling out so that you guys can see, like, who the latest guest is. And it's not just musicians this time. movie makers and designers, anybody that's out there in the independent game is welcome to be on the project conference. You just got to email me and let me know that you want to be a part of it. And I'm willing to work with y'all, you know? And also, we have J360 Jams 118 coming tomorrow at 8 o'clock p.m. Eastern. Now, you know, that's also 12 o'clock for those of you that are global. So I know that some of y'all can't make it, which is why whenever I post on Ko-fi and the links that are on there, that's very important for you guys so that you can enjoy them anytime you want to. And download them however you do. It's all about the courtesy of the fans and the ones that are here. And for those of you out there that are like, well, am I a part of the J360 Legion if I didn't pay for the membership? However you enjoy J360 Productions and all, you're in the Legion. And that's my fan base, y'all. Y'all have been incredible. Y'all have been amazing throughout all these crazy times. Even those of you that stuck with me when, for a while there, I couldn't even post on Meta for a while, you know? Yeah, something about, like, offended by, like, some kind, I don't know. And I don't care anymore because it doesn't matter. As long as we stay focused on this keel and we keep working on, you know, keeping the media independent around here, it should be amazing. Now, speaking of which, before we head off, I do gotta say this, though. Always think for yourself. Be an independent thinker no matter what's going on. Take the time to question everything. Take the time to actually engage and speak up for yourself. And take care of yourself well, because, you know, you are important. And if you know that you are feeling a certain way, or you got mental health challenges going on and stuff, you know, you do not have to be on social media every day. You do not have to engage in conversations all the time that are really making you feel low. If you're feeling low, you really need to just get off of this stuff for a while. Don't even bother looking at your phone. Take some time for you. Go take a nap. Go enjoy yourself. Go, you know, go live life. And stuff. Social media could be a part of your life, whatever the case may be, but go live your life is what I really want to let you know. And try to survive. And if you feel as though that you need to say something regarding all of this stuff going on with Trump or whatever the case may be, things that you disagree with, you have a voice and you have the reason to speak it. And I let you all know that stuff because it seems like we're running out of independent thinkers in a way. I see like there's people that are even involving MAGA, or, you know, they trying to be involved with Democrats, but they going through something right now. But the thing about it is that be true to yourself. What do you value? What do you care about? Do you like, you know, do you like reading? Do you like the library? Do you like history? Do you like art? Do you like things that they're trying to ruin or trying to get rid of because of whatever reason they make up? Do you really care about independent thought and being true to yourself? And if you say yes to any of that stuff, well, congratulations and welcome to the battlefield, because you have to maintain that, because that is a part of strength in itself, to just look at all this stuff and say, this is one hell of a mess you left, but I'm going to clean this up and I'm going to take care of myself and do the job that you all failed to do. And that's what I say every day. And also, you can wake up knowing you're smarter than a lot of these people in power. Feel better now, don't you? Well, yeah, I mean, and really, go to the library. Go think for yourself. Go do better than that kind of stuff. Because there are a lot of people that are doing that false idealization. And it's just not helping. Do you understand what I'm saying? But anyway, I need to go ahead and let you all know these things, and I got to get on out of here. So take care of yourself until we, well, take care of yourself all the time, I should say. But I got to get on out of here. We got to get ready for jams tomorrow. See y'all then. This is J-Man signing off. Peace.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.